survival. Tiger, tiger, burning bright, in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? William Blake, 1794. And suddenly there he was, eyes like medallions, then a flush of amber and black, and he disappeared, camouflaged by the forest. Gone? That's what I thought. But then foolishly, I turned my back, and before I knew it, he pounced on me. Tomasi erupted into a fit of giggles in her grandfather's lap as he pretended a roar, his silver moustache curling up at the corners. Of course, if a tiger had attacked me, I wouldn't have survived. He paused to take some deep breaths. Such powerful animals. But did you really see a tiger, Grandad? He began coughing, covered his mouth with a handkerchief, and signaled to Tomasi to go outside. Tomasi was often shooed into the confines of the walled garden, especially when the grown-ups were talking. It offered some insulation from the rumble and smog of the city and contained a washing line, a rickety table, some pots, and a tiny patch of grass that was, to Tomasi, a jewel set in concrete. One of her jobs was to use the wastewater from the sinks and pour it over the grass to keep it green and alive. When she lay down on the ground and squinted at the grass, she could see lush forest undergrowth, and the leaves of the potted plants became a dense canopy of shade. Sometimes, in a puddle of water accumulated beneath the washing, there was a jungle pool. She would think about trees, insects, reptiles, birds, and mammals. In her imagined world roamed creatures Tomasi had learnt about at school and from her grandfather. But none captured her imagination as much as the mysterious tiger. She had listened wide-eyed to her teacher talking about the habitats where wildlife once thrived, and Tomasi couldn't forget what she had been told. Wild tigers are under threat. A cicada landed beneath the dripping clothes on the washing line. She scooped it carefully in her hands, placed its waterlogged body on the grass. "Leave that puddle alone. It's full of germs," Tomasi's mother called out from the doorway, dabbing away perspiration from her cheeks. "Always your head in the clouds." Her mother's words were drowned out by a plane rising to the sky just taken off from the city airport. But Tomasi did understand that food prices had gone up again. She knew not to tell her mother when she felt hungry. This year's harvest was spoilt by flooding, the worst Mumbai had seen in years. 5,500 rupees for a bag of rice at the market today. The world's gone mad," Tomasi's father had shouted out on returning home from work the previous week, as he wrestled with the broken kickstand of his scooter. "We have no choice but to tighten our belts." She'd replied, "Papa, you don't wear a belt." And her grandfather, his silver moustache twitching, said, "No belts, no problem then." And she laughed as he continued, "Let's play tigers." But he had become breathless and needed to sit down. "We're better off than most," her mother added. "We've been spared the cholera. At least Tomasi can still go to school. Although she needs to stop her daydreaming. And you don't help," she threw a disapproving glance at Tomasi's grandfather's direction, filling her head with animals she'll never be able to see. "Let her dream," his moustache twitched. "We need children to imagine how they can heal the world and clean the air." "It's too late for that." Her mother had turned away, returning to the kitchen where she began banging cutlery and pots. Back in the courtyard, the cicada had flown, and Tomasi watched two planes, the fumes from their engines leaving a cross in the sky. She made a wish that when she was grown up, she'd be able to travel with her granddad to see the tigers in the wild. Later that night, she woke suddenly and over the sound of her grandfather's wheezing. Somewhere outside, she could hear a meowing. There were reports of big cats coming into the cities because the forests, their homes, were being cut down. What if it was a kitten or cub lost, orphaned, or even worse, injured? The meowing grew louder. Tomasi knew she could never turn her back as she stepped barefooted into the street. She had to help all the animals left in the world survive.
Survival was read by Dr. Bharat Pankhania, Senior Clinical Lecturer at the University of Exeter. This story is part of the University of Exeter's Green Futures, We Still Have a Chance, 12 Stories for 12 Days of COP27.